Perhaps you've heard of the man by the name of Enoch, the man that walked with God, the man that never experienced death. That's right, God just took him. My friend, it is possible that you and I can have a close, intimate relationship through our Savior, Jesus Christ. God made a way for you and I that our sins can be forgiven, that you and I too can walk with God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're delighted to have you join us today. We're in the book of Genesis, chapter 5, verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Perhaps you've heard the story about Enoch, the man that never experienced death. That's right. What kind of man was he? A man that walked with God, which expresses relationship. My friend, it is imperative and possible that you and I have a close, intimate relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He made a way for us when there seemed to be no way. Enoch walked with God. He walked righteously. He walked with the Lord. He obeyed God. He followed after God. He had a heart for God. He must have loved the Lord. And I pray that you too have a desire to serve God with all of your heart. But secondly, I know that Enoch was a man of courage. He had courage not to bow down to sin. He had courage to follow God in an ungodly society. He had courage to do the right thing. He had courage to stand up for righteousness' sake. And it takes more courage to stand up for what is morally right than it does to fight a war. There are others that had courage. I think of David. He had courage to stand up against Goliath. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had courage to not bow down to the golden image, even if it meant the cost of their lives. Daniel had courage being thrown into the lion's den. Shammah had courage not to run when the Philistines came to fight. Moses had courage to stand up against Pharaoh. Joshua had courage to lead Israel into the promised land. And the Apostle Paul had courage to preach the gospel in the face of opposition. Oh, my friend, give us a generation of Enochs today who will have courage. Courage that is born out of conviction. Courage to stand when opposition comes. Courage to preach the uncompromising word of God. Courage to raise their families in the ways of the Lord. Courage to not engage in the sins of the world system. Courage to stick with it even when things don't seem to go your way. Courage not to quit when your feelings get hurt. Courage not to blame others when you know the Holy Spirit may be convicting you of sin. It takes courage to admit that you're wrong. But thirdly, I know that Enoch was an example of godliness. Just because everybody else was doing it didn't mean that he was doing it. See, the world says, if it feels good, then do it. Just do it. But not Enoch. Sanballat was one of Nehemiah's primary enemies. Sanballat was a Babylonian moon god, and the name Sanballat means this: sin gives life. Sanballat may be dead and gone, but the spirit of Sanballat still exists today. Sanballat's way of thinking is still here. People live in the mentality that sin gives life. If it feels good, just do it. You see, the devil makes you think that there's no consequence for sin, but oh yes, my friend, there are great consequences for our actions, but nothing like what's yet to come for all those who stand before the judgment bar of God. Nothing compared to the day that Jesus says, "Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity." But Enoch lives holy in an unholy world. Think about it. Is it possible? Oh yes, it is possible. We can live godly. We don't have to experience the judgment of God. Our sins can be forgiven through Jesus. How? By asking Jesus to forgive us, by confessing our wrong to Him, by asking Jesus into our heart and life, by making Him Lord and Savior of your soul. You see, Jesus is ready to forgive and accept you as one of His own, but we must be willing. If you haven't already, will you make Him your Savior of your life right now? Would you accept Him into your heart? Please do it, my friend. There's no greater life than to live a life for the Lord Jesus Christ.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.